Lamar Jackson went 11 of 12 in 11-on-11 work Thursday, hit Rashad Bateman on a 40-yard sideline strike, fit a tight window ball to Devontae's Walker, and scrambled several times for chunk gains. Ryan Mink at the team site called it one of his best practices of camp. The scrambles are the detail that matters most. Here is why. The June preview said Jackson's down season had an injury-shaped explanation, a hamstring that cost him 3 games with knee, ankle, and toe problems stacked on top, and that the real bet was his legs. Rushing production is the stickiest source of a quarterback's value year over year, and Jackson's rushing collapsed to less than half his norm last season. The question we could not settle in June was whether that was the injuries, almost certainly most of it, or the first sign of age. A healthy camp with live legs was the thing to watch for. This week delivered exactly that. Beyond Thursday's practice, Gianna Hahn and Jonas Schaffer at the Baltimore Banner reported he targeted rookie receiver Jacoby Lane 6 times in Wednesday's practice, including a 40-yard deep ball. He did not play in Saturday's 24-7 win over Philadelphia, sitting with most starters per Quentin Corpuel at the team site and the Associated Press, which is standard handling, not news. And there is a genuine system note. Per Mink, the new staff has switched his dropback footwork from right-footed to left-footed for progression timing and set defined pocket depths to help the offensive line. Quarterbacks coach Israel Wolfork said the new offense is growing every single day and praised how Jackson is preparing, asking questions, and taking coaching. Does the June read hold? Confirmed, with the honest asterisk that August scrambles are not September carries. He is healthy, he is sharp, the legs are active in team periods, and the new offense under Declan Doyle is being installed around him without reported friction. Everything we said the bounce back required is present. The footwork overhaul is the one variable worth respecting, since retooling an MVP's mechanics in a new system carries at least a little noise. Next week has a real test attached, joint practices against the Vikings, Tuesday and Wednesday in Minnesota, per Jeff Wald at Fox 9, which is the first extended look at this offense against someone else's defense. Watch whether the scramble production carries over and whether Jackson plays any of Saturday's game at US Bank Stadium. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.